بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the, you know, different gunas of the tongue, right? Weaknesses of the tongue. So the next one is flattery. Flattery. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions that you have noticed that the habit of most lecturers and worldly orientated Muslims is to praise wealthy people and those of high status. They compose odes in their praise, meaning couplets, whatever, in their praise. There are six harms of flattery. Four for the one who flatters. The one who's flattering, there's four harms for him. And two for the one who is being flattered. One who is being addressed. As for the one who is flattering, the harms are, number one, he mentions such things that are contrary to reality, which are open lies and a major sin. When he's flattering, he, most of the time, he's talking lies. He's talking lies. Things that are contrary to the reality. Number two, he expresses such love which he doesn't possess in his heart. He doesn't possess that love in his heart. Thus, he is guilty of nifaq, hypocrisy, and also boasting. Mention this thing at one time when some buzurg was traveling through the country. So people who had taluk with him, they were asked to give an introduction. Before the buzurg comes to speak, you give an introduction. So what is an introduction? Introduction is to make ta'aruf of the person so that the audience understand the background of the person. They understand. Now, if you say that, no, he's a Shaykhul Hadith, he's teaching Bukhari Sharif in this madrasa, he's involved in the work of Tabligh, or whatever, you give some ta'aruf of the person. This person is from Pakistan, he's the principal of that Darul Uloom there, he's involved in a lot of social welfare, so the people know now what to expect in the bayan. This person is a Sheikh at Tariqat, he's a Khalifa of so and so, so many years he's doing work, he's, you know, this type of khidmat in the Khanqa, so people know now, okay, this is this person. That's his tree, so we can expect some Islahi type of bayan. That is the maqsad of ta'aruf. Ta'aruf is not to sing praises. So, some people were now praising so much, and each one is trying to do the, he's trying to outdo the other who praised. So the buzurg is traveling. Now say for example, you stopped in Ladysmith, you had a program, so one person made ta'aruf there. Then you came to Escott, you had a program, another person made ta'aruf there. And now you came to Pietermaritzburg and you're having a program, third person. So each person who's making ta'aruf, he is trying to outdo what the previous person said. I mentioned to them, the group, just be careful of this. It mustn't be that you are boasting in your ta'aruf, and half the time you yourself, you don't even believe what you yourself you say. You're just overdoing something for nothing. You see, the muhabbat that you got for a person, you express it to that person. Why you need to tell the whole majma? What's the reason to tell the whole majma? What muhabbat you got? One person, he mentioned, one sahabi, mentioned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I got muhabbat for that person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did you inform him? You must inform him you got muhabbat for him. So that is muhabbat. You inform the person who you got muhabbat for. You appreciate something that somebody did. You tell that person. But now to, what is the need to say it in front of the whole majma now? Some people got high level of ikhlas. They are on a different level. We're talking about people like us. People like myself. Now we are weak. So we mustn't try doing these things. Because we will just be damaging ourselves. Some people got very high level of ikhlas. They saying everything with ikhlas. They have got the goodness of the people, the majma, they at heart. You know, if I can just explain to them who this Hazrat is, then they can also benefit from this Hazrat. You know, they got ikhlas and all, that's a different thing. We're not judging anybody. We talk about ourselves. You are asked to make ta'aruf of your ustad, your sheikh, somebody that you make ta'aruf. You don't need to go into heavy, heavy praises. What's the need for praises? Praises of Allah Ta'ala. Mitaru. Our Ustad, we studied this by him, this is our principle. Alhamdulillah, he's the principle for so many years. He's teaching, he's also involved in social work, he's also involved in tabligh. Whatever the person is, his works are. So we will call upon so and so now to address us, let us listen attentively and take benefit. Khalas. You don't have to go into any other stories. Ji. The third thing, he utters certain things which are not established based on mere conjecture. Example, he states, he is very pious. He's so pious. He is very just. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have to praise somebody, then say, I think so and so is like this. Because it's a matter of the heart, right? It's a matter of the heart. How are we going to know what's in the heart? How can we say with so much of surety? In fact, we can't even say that somebody passed away. Oh, he is a Jannati man. Do we have ilmul ghaib? We got no knowledge. Yeah, we can, may Allah Ta'ala give him Jannah. Allah elevate his stages. Allah forgive him. Those are all du'as. But to say, oh, your brother, oh, he is a Jannati man. He is a Jannati. We can't say that. We don't know. It's a matter of ghaib. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, I think so and so is like this or is like that. Since it is not permissible to regard assumptions as facts. The fourth thing, if an oppressor or open sinner is praised, right, due to which he becomes pleased, then the one who is praising will be committing a sin by pleasing him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily Allah Ta'ala becomes angry when a sinner is praised. Hassan radiallahu anhu said, whoever makes dua for a long life for a sinner, that means he is pleased that Allah Ta'ala is being disobeyed. An oppressor and sinner should not be praised. Rather, he should be admonished in order for him to leave his oppression and his sins. The harms for the one who is... So these were all the harms of the one who is praising. Now what are the harms for the one who is being praised? Number one, it results in pride and vanity, both of which are destructive. Pride and vanity are destructive. You're destroying the person. It is for this reason that when a person praised his companion in the presence of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You have cut the neck of your companion." You have cut his neck. Because now, if his ego gets boosted through your praises, you destroyed him. You destroyed him. So our children also, one is you have to give them encouragement. Encouragement, that's very important. Don't put the children down all the time. Give them some encouragement. Sometimes we have to make the tarbiyat. We have to point out their faults. Right? We can't fail in that also. We have to point out what they did wrong, whatever. But a lot of the time, make himmat afzai. Give them encouragement. Pick them up. Give them encouragement. And allow them to build some confidence. You give a child a task. They did it. Hey, mashallah, you did this thing well, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, turn their focus to Allah Ta'ala. Your daughter baked something for you. She flopped it. She's still learning how to bake. She made it, she flopped it. Hey, alhamdulillah, very good for a first try. So you're giving her himmat. Giving her himmat. She made the tea and came out very nice. Hey, alhamdulillah, Allah made it come out so nice. But you came out so nice, Allah made it taste nice. So you're teaching her, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The praises are for Allah Ta'ala. Don't praise her so much. Now take one picture, put it on the mother's Facebook, Instagram, phoning the nani. See what she made. Like this. Flattery. What are you doing to the child? That same child grows up and then she made one dessert and went by her in-laws. She took the dessert and went now by the in-laws. And nobody touched that dessert. She didn't get no praises. She comes home, she's pulled up. Husband don't even know why she's pulled up. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody appreciates my efforts. Nobody appreciates what I do. Why? Because from small this adat was put. Every time she did something, put her in the asman. She did something, put her in the asman. Now she does something for the husband and he didn't put her in the asman. Now finish, jagra. She's frustrated, I'm not doing nothing. Your mother mustn't tell me to do anything. He's so upset. He's so used to the praises. So you keep teaching them. And also educate them. See, this time it came out nice. Sometimes it won't come out nice. The dunya is like that. So that is the first thing that the person now, he can become proud. Ego can come in. I remember one time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he was went to give a bayan somewhere and the person praised him, certain praises. So Hazrat mentioned, he said, if this floor of the masjid was sand, in fact, he was still praising. And Hazrat stood up, and he went there, he made bus, and he took the mic. And then Hazrat mentioned that if the floor of the masjid was sand, I would have taken a handful and thrown it in his mouth. One time in another town, also the Imam of the Masjid now, Hazrat Hasan gave bayan, so he was, he wasn't praising so much, but he was mentioning like all Hazrat's achievements and what Hazrat was doing and all that. So when Hazrat came to the mic, he said, if I have to believe everything that Maulana said, I'll be shaitan number one. So they balanced it off, you know, balanced it. Immediately they cut the nafs. But now we won't even know what's happening. The nafs will be getting bloated, we won't even understand the nafs is getting bloated. So the second harm, he will hear his praises and become puffed up with pride. This will result in laziness and negligence with regards to good deeds. Then I may punch back. I'm already on top of Everest, I don't have to do anything now. A hadith sharif states, it is better for a person to slaughter his brother with a blunt knife than to praise him in person. The reason is that by being killed, one's worldly life is destroyed. Whereas the destructive ailments mentioned above result in the everlasting life of the akhirat being destroyed. However, if a person is saved from these harms, then there is no harm in praising that person. Somebody who's, some of our Atamirin, they sat there while people were singing their praises. Right? But this was at a time in their life when their nafs was totally in Kabu. So, it's not going to affect anything anyway. Now we are not like that. We are not like that. In fact, at times it is mustahab, and it is a means of attaining sawab to praise somebody. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is weighed against the weight of all of mankind, obviously excluding the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, his iman will be weightier. Then that's a praise. And from whom? From Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, if I had not been sent, you would have been sent. In other words, you would have been a Nabi. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, since he knew that this would increase their enthusiasm. Now, imagine Umar radiallahu anhu, despite receiving that kind praises, or what is his condition at the time of his mouth? How much of fear of Allah Ta'ala, how much of humility, how much putting himself down? So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew with them it won't result in ujub. When one is praised, because we don't have control over other people's tongues, right? A person will praise us. Sometime you can be an ustad, you will get praises. Sometime in your business you will get praises. Customer comes and praises you. And today everything is in a blog and a log again. A person came to your shop and he had good experience. Now he puts it there in there. When they, oh, what a man, this person, how he treated us so well, and staff, so polite and so helpful, and all whole lot of places they put there. Now you got no control over that. But now what must we do when we are praised? Somebody has to praise us, what must we do? When one is praised, immediately we should think of our deficiencies. Whether it's in our actions, whether it's in our thoughts, whether it's in our desires, our feelings, we know our situation. Who knows us better than us? Only Allah Ta'ala, right? After Allah Ta'ala, who knows us the best is us. Right? So we know what filth is in us. So immediately think about that. Think about that. He should ponder over his end result. How will I leave this dunya? If in reality these qualities are within me, then at the time of death, will I still possess them? Do I have any guarantees that I'm going to possess them at the time of maut? He should ponder over his spiritual ailments and weaknesses. He should understand that if the one who praises him comes to know of his spiritual ailments and faults, then he would never praise him. Thus, a believer should never become proud when he is praised. Actually, he should dislike it from the bottom of his heart. This is alluded to by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Fill sand in the mouth of the one who praises you." When Ali radiallahu anhu was praised, he would make the following dua: "Allahumma ighfir li ma la ya'lamun, wa la tu'akhidni bima yaqulun, waj'alni khayran mimma yadhun." Oh Allah, forgive me for those sins which they don't know about. They're praising me because they don't know about my gunas. So forgive me for those sins which they don't know about. Do not take me to task for what they are saying. In other words, these praises are unduly being put on me. Don't take me to task for them. That's what they are saying. But make me better than what they think about me. Now, this is making me recall our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Many a time, in a letter, it's like correspondence or something. Now you mention certain things, you know. Hazrat used to write there. Used to write, "May Allah Ta'ala make the both of us better than the opinion, the good opinion that you have of this Nakara. May Allah Ta'ala make the both of us better than the good opinion that you have of this Nakara." He used to write. So, one is if somebody praises us, or somebody asks us for dua or something. Now you tell the person, somebody is praising you. No, me, I'm not like that. Now what is it? You praise you some more. Isn't it? He praise you some more. If you're going to tell him, no, I'm not like that. No. He end up praising you more. Somebody asks you for duas. Now what you answer, you say, "Enormous, I need your du'as." But you're so confused, don't want to give du'a also. When he's asking you for du'a, he's not asking you for your sweets. So you can give him du'as. Give him some du'a. You also make du'a for me. Give him du'a. And say, "You also make du'a for me." And say, "May he ask you for du'a, and inshallah, I make du'a for you. You too make du'a for me." We all need one another's du'as. You don't know whose du'as get accepted when we don't know who made dua for us. Right? So we need everybody's duas. And we can also make dua. Whatever dua we make for someone in their absence, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to make the same dua for us. Somebody tells us their problem, or make dua for me, I'm going for operation, make dua for me, whatever duas they want, in general, they want dua. So if you make dua for that person, one is to give him duas immediately. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, anybody ask him for duas, immediately is to give them duas. Same thing, make dua for them. So you can make dua immediately. Or you tell the person, "I'll make dua for you, you can make dua for me." Now you make dua for that person. You raise your hand, you're making dua. Allah Ta'ala put the person in your mind. At that time, you make dua for him. Whatever dua you made for him, the angel is making the same dua for you. So why must say, "No, man, you know, me, I'm weak, my dua is not weak." You're undermining Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Now you think, no way my duas are going to get accepted. Nabi Sassam is telling us every dua is accepted. As long as you're not making dua for a sin, every dua is accepted. Now we think that that is tawazu. No, you're putting the tawazu in the wrong place. You're putting tawazu in the wrong place. That is kanjusi, you don't want to make dua. Somebody is asking you for dua, that doesn't mean why we say, no, my duas, why? But think about it nicely, why? Because when the person is asking us for dua, we taking it for granted, well, this man thinks I'm pious. We praising ourselves, our own ujub. Oh, this man is thinking I'm pious, so I just need to set the record straight with him, but I'm not pious. No, he didn't say you're pious, he only asked you for dua. Why are you thinking that he's saying I'm pious? He asked for dua. So he didn't dua. If the person see you by the robot, he's begging you, right? He said, now you got 1 rand to give him. So you give him 1 rand. If he's begging, you don't tell him, hey, by see, I'm not a multimillionaire. I haven't got a lot of money to give him. See the other fellow there in the back, ask him, he's very rich. You don't do that. Isn't it? What you got to give, you give. You got a biscuit to give, you give him. You got a good word to give him, you give him. You got 1 rand to give him, you give him. And you hope that Allah Ta'ala will accept it from you. The same thing. Somebody asks you for dua, you give dua. At that moment, if the malaika say, Ameen, come, ban gaya. Somebody praising us also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this. Sometimes you give a bayan or whatever, the person praises you. So you must tell him, make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. And then he say, now in your heart you must say, Hum aise rahe ya waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Whether people praise me, whether people insult me. There, in other words, on day of Qiyamah, it would have to be seen how things pan out over there. So immediately you bring yourself in line. You don't get carried away. So the person, you don't tell him that. The person who's praising you, make dua, Allah Pak accepts it. Allah must accept it from us. Allah make it beneficial. Tell him that. So the story will be over. If you're going to tell him, no, he's a praise some more, boy. He's telling me, dua, Allah Ta'ala accept. But now immediately put the penicillin inside. Hum aise rahe ya waise rahe, waha dekhna hai. Like Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia sahab, another Chati Mukhtar Sahib asked him, how many hufaz you need? He said, that job I can give you on day of Qiyamah. How many Allah accepted, that will be counted. So I can only give the job over there. At Adab Buzurg, every time he used to go to buy something from the shop, the Sikh owned the shop, no? He used to go to buy there, the Sikh had one goat. They used to mock this buzur. He said, your goat is better or my goat's beard? Your beard is better or my goat's beard is better? To always mock this buzur. The buzur shouldn't tell him that. He just keep quiet, shouldn't say anything. But when he was on his deathbed, then he told his sons, you see, now pass away, must take me past that Sikh, pass his shop, must carry my janaza. Now it's a little bit longer cut, they say, must take me that way. So he passed away, the son said, now he said, must do that, so he'd rather just do it. I don't know what was the reason, but we take him past. So as they came past the Sikh's shop, the awaz was heard from the janaza, from the lash. This awaz was heard. He said, "Today I can tell you that my beard is better than your goat's beard. Because my khatima was on iman. I passed away on iman. In other words, today I can give you jawab. Whole life you troubled me with this question, couldn't give you a jawab because I didn't know if I'm going to pass away on iman." So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib also, Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say that main sare makhlooq se better hu, sare musalmanon se better hu filhal, aur sare kuffar se better hu fil maal. I must consider myself that I am the worst from all the believers currently. Every believer is better than me. I'm the worst. And with regards to the kuffar, taking the future into consideration, I'm the worst. Because I don't know what my end is going to be. And I don't know what their end is going to be. They may die on iman. I don't know what I'm going to die on. So that way, you know, we don't develop pride. We don't consider ourselves better than anybody. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Bismillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم لك الحمد شكرا ولك المن فضلا. اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك. اللهم افتح مسامع قلبي لذكرك وارزقني طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وعملا بكتابك. اللهم اجعلني أخشاك أبدا كأني أراك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عملي يبلغني ويقربني إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك بالخير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.